Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is going to have a bit of a struggle on its hands when it kicks off early this morning. The futures are pointing to a loss of around 0.4% for the ASX 200. So that comes on the back of what was a mixed session for Northern Hemisphere markets, where generally sellers had the advantage. But what really stood out for US markets was that they were under a fair bit of pressure in early trade. For example, at its lows, the S&P 500 was down by 1.8%. But they were able to consolidate and build a platform from which they recovered in late trade. And we saw, for example, in the case of the S&P, it finished with a gain of 0.1%. So the magnitude of that recovery was quite impressive. Even if the final result was not so much. Tech stocks still remain under pressure. So, for example, at its worst levels, the NASDAQ was down by more than 1.5%, bearing in mind that it was down by about 2.5% yesterday. So the fact that it was able to finish with a loss of only 0.5% is not so bad, but still stocks broadly in that phase of consolidation that we've continually referred to over the course of recent weeks. We saw a moderation in long-term interest rates in terms of bond yields, down ever so slightly. So you could make a case that what we heard from the US Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell yesterday when he was addressing the US Senate Banking Committee may have helped in terms of that recovery for US stocks. Essentially, one of the important facts that he reiterated was that the Fed is prepared to deal with higher rates of inflation in the near term. So that's significant when the markets are concerned about the upswing, for example, in commodity prices, which has translated to that rise higher for interest rates most recently. So that's that was a positive. And you also spoke about the expectation on the part of the Fed that there'll be quite a strong recovery in the back end of the year. So that was supportive for stocks as well. So that was the sum of it as far as last night was concerned in the bigger scheme of things. Commodity prices were a little bit mixed last night. Metals prices generally weaker. Iron ore down by about 1.6% in the last day. Speaking of inflation, we've got an important measure on that front released today with the wage price index, a measure of wage inflation for the December quarter. It'll be quite anemic, more than likely, continuing the recent trend, so keep an eye out for that one. And the Aussie dollar's trading just north of 79 US cents.